From the Don't Let Them Burn website, we read the following. Don't Let Them Burn exists to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ and to expose the works of darkness and entertainment while looking through the lens of biblical prophecy. This will help us to connect the dots from the past and present while the future unfolds before us. You'll learn what the Holy Bible says about many things going on around us. Our world is changing rapidly, and many people are going to hell. Are we just going to sit there and let them burn? Or will we rise up and give them Jesus? Stay tuned for my conversation with Chris and Rory next in this episode of Soaring Eagle Radio.
Remember that your failure to be informed does not make me a wacko.
The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of other things, of shoes and ships and sealing wax and cabbages and kings.
My mind doesn't work that way. I got this real moron thing I do. It's called thinking. And I'm not a very good American because I like to form my own opinions. I have certain rules I live by. My first rule, I don't believe anything the government tells me. And I don't take very seriously the media or the press in this country.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Hello, and welcome to Soaring Eagle Radio. Your host is Mike Spaulding. Get ready to be challenged and encouraged as you consider today's news and Mike's commentary from a biblical perspective. Now, let's join Mike.
Welcome, friends. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Soaring Eagle Radio. You can listen to SER on Global Star Radio Network. That's gsradio.net, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Talk America Radio. That's talkamericaradio.us. That's Saturday afternoons at 4 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're on the Prepper Broadcasting Network, prepperbroadcasting.com, and that is Mondays at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. You can check their website on those times. We're on the Fringe Radio Network, and of course you can listen to us on SoaringEagleRadio.com. My guests today are Chris and Rory from the Don't Let Them Burn radio and podcast show, and you can listen to them every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, and of course, on demand on their YouTube channel, and I encourage you to go out and do that. Subscribe to their YouTube channel so that you get those notifications when there's a new show out there. And you can follow them on Twitter, of course, and on Facebook. Chris and Roy, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you on Soaring Eagle Radio. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having us. We're glad to be here.
Thank you.
Well, I appreciate your work. Here. And as I was saying before we went on air, I try to listen to your shows as I can fit them into my schedule. You know how it is when you're doing your own. And of course, research for all of that. It kind of cuts down on the time you have, but there are several shows that I try to keep up with and what's going on with them, and yours is certainly one of them. So thank you for your faithfulness to the Lord and being consistent with sharing the gospel of Christ. So I wonder, guys, if by way of introduction you'd tell our listeners a little bit about yourselves and how Don't Let Them Burn got started. And either one of you can go first.
Okay. Go ahead, Chris.
All right. So I came back to the Lord in around 2004 and had a lot of ups and downs, but completely came back in 2007. And in the meantime, I'm looking over the internet, trying to learn more stuff about the Bible. I wasn't a regular church attendee, and I started stumbling. I started going, looking for stuff about Bible prophecy. And, you know, there's many things out there, so you have to be very careful. And I stumbled on this pastor named Billy Crone, and he had one called The Final Countdown. So I started listening to a lot of his sermons, and I bucked up on this one called Will the Real Church Please Stand Up? And he had a part in there where he said, are you just going to sit there and let them burn? And that stuck in my head.
Yeah.
And it just stuck in my head for a while. And then at the meantime, I was going through a really bad space in my life, no money, no nothing. And Rory was a deacon at the church that I was attending at the time. And he was the only one that was calling me to check up on me. And we started building a relationship from there. And we found out that we were both interested in the same things, the same fringe topics and biblical topics. And we just started to click.
Yeah.
And Rory, you could add on to that right there.
Well, yes, at the time I met Chris about 2004, 2005, we just started talking about a lot of the issues that were on the forefront. And I gave my life to the Lord earlier, but I wasn't a sold out Christian, so to speak. And that came about, the Lord took care of that, because how I looked at it was this. I said, you know, Lord, I am going to live the way I want to live. And I'm just going to ask you, if I'm going to die, please allow me the opportunity, just like the thief on the cross where he said, Lord, forgive me. Mm-hmm. And just like he said, today you'll be with me in paradise.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, one Wednesday night, I went to a store and the store was being robbed. I was on the outside of the door. The guy pointed the gun at me. And I'm just going through quickly. The guy pointed the gun at me. And those words could not come up.
Wow.
Those words could not come up.
Mm.
And I wasn't living right. I wasn't walking with the Lord. And the entire platform that I'd built my salvation on crumbled. Mm. After that, I got intimate with the Lord and rededicated my life. And that's where Chris came into being. And we started talking about these things, and the first thing we ever did together, they wanted somebody to speak on a youth group on a Friday night, and we were there for about 5 hours, and the kids wouldn't go home because we were talking about entertainment, and it started from there. And then Chris, the Lord laid this "Don't Let Him Burn" on his heart, and we just came together, and we started working ever since.
Wow, wow, what's a fantastic show, guys.
Thank you.
All in the Lord. Yeah. Amen. Well, you guys, you discuss news items related to world events, the entertainment industry, the occult, biblical prophecy, and you do that on a regular basis. That seems to be the lane that the Lord has you in. One of the most noticeable characteristics, in my view, about events today is the rapidity at which we're shuffled along. Now some might suggest we're being herded along like cattle, perhaps that is the intention of our media, but it seems like we're being bombarded with one news item right after another. And guys, my question is this: is that your take on what's going on in America today? Does it seem like we're on this rapid, fast forward kind of every day is a new news item that captures everybody's attention? It seems like it's intentional to me. What do you guys think?
Yeah, that's sort of my the way I look at it too, because first, you had the Vegas shooting, and we know, well, most of us know what that was really about.
Yes.
And right after that, you had the Weinstein, you know, about the pedophilia in Hollywood, the sexual harassment and all that. And it overshadowed Vegas so much that you couldn't really see the things that were coming out that weren't consistent.
Yes.
So now you're focused on Hollywood. And now that you focus on Hollywood and all the dirt coming out of there, here comes the Texas,
yes,
and the other shooting, the person that ran over the people in New York.
Yes.
It's like everything is getting overshadowed by something else. And then you can't see the plot holes. I call them plot holes because there's a narrative.
Yes.
And Rory, you could attest to that.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things, first and foremost, I must say what we are experiencing is not news. Growing up as a kid, I remember when the news was told, the information was just given, and it wasn't going towards one side or the other. Yeah. Now, there is news. We still get a little bit of news, but normally you get someone else's interpretation of the news.
Yes.
So, yes, one of the things that we are seeing today is that, yes, like you said, it's extreme. It's very rapid. So we are having, it's like newsflash after newsflash after newsflash. And it's gun violence. It's all these other things that are going on simultaneously that we're looking at and we're saying, oh, my goodness, this is just, it's overwhelming. Mm-hmm. You're not even finished with one before the other one comes into your face, and you're sitting there going, how do I decipher this now? What's going on? And, you know, what this reminds me of is a passage of scripture, you know, where it says men's heart, they're going to lose heart, lose hope because of what's going on in our world. Yeah. And we see these things now coming into view, the things that, you know, was talked about in the Bible. It's coming into view where if we really take on everything, It's hard. And you said it before we started. You said sometimes to do the research for a show, I'm quite sure, and Chris and I have done this, and I'm going to say something to you, and you'll understand when I say it. It's like, okay, I'm going to research a certain thing. But before you even get to research it, there's so many other things that are going on, and you really can't touch on those things.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, and it's quite difficult. So imagine if it's like this for us. What about the individual that's trying to process all this information?
Yes. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And I wonder, guys, really, I pray for, I know you guys do too, that people's eyes will be opened and the Lord would draw them to himself in saving faith as their eyes are open so that they could make sense of this. Because apart from the Holy Spirit, as you're looking at all of this stuff, there's no way that you're going to be able to connect any dots and really see who's behind all of this stuff, are you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's one of the biggest things from all of the years. And I've been looking at this stuff for since the mid-90s, and I was living bad then. But since then to now, and there's so many dots to connect, it's ridiculous. Not one person can't do it. Right. And I've watched thousands of hours of videos, read enough material. I still have books I haven't even read yet to connect more of the dots. And it goes from the spiritual world to the occult world to political to historical, and it goes on and on and on. But when you start getting a grip on everything, then you realize, okay, the Bible, what the Bible says is true.
Mm-hmm.
There's spiritual wickedness
in
high places.
Yes.
And if people can really understand that and see what it really means, they won't have a problem with the Bible. I mean, because there's still so much disinformation everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, everywhere. And now we have to deal with raising our kids in environments that's purposely driven to disillude their mind from the truth.
Yes. Yeah.
Go ahead, Ray.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I agree with you. You totally, Chris. It's interwoven. It's interwoven. It's, like you said, it's political. It's so much. The music industry has had an effect on our generation.
Mm-hmm.
The likes we will not even see for the next, I'd say 10 years.
Yeah.
And you're going to start seeing the impact that it's having. Then we have the pharmaceutical companies that are having an impact on our society and the impact that's going to have. Then you have drug use and I'm just touching on some of these. When you look at, and I'm just going to tell you, in South Florida, they have Flaca. Flaca is the drug now, or in other places you have opioids that are,
mm-hmm. yeah.
And when people testify, I was with a guy 2 weeks ago and he testified. He said, sir, this thing made me see things I've never encountered before. And I said, and he came back and this guy said, I know now the Lord is real. I know he's real. Amen. And I'm trying to hold on to him. Yeah. You know, this is how critical it is.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Just to be specific, for our listeners' sake, because we've been, some may think we're talking in generalities. Now we know exactly what we're saying and we've got many examples to back all of those up. And we're going to talk about some of those things, folks, but let me just give you a couple of things that come to mind just to bolster and to support this point that seems like every time something is exposed, like, for instance, the massive global pedophile ring that includes a lot of U.S. politicians as well as their handlers or their enablers, however you want to refer to them. But then something else happens to attempt to distract us from that. I mean, politically speaking, we heard just briefly about the Uranium One situation that turned a very glaring spotlight on the Clintons. But then that was buried almost immediately with Special Prosecutor Mueller's indictments of several people. The media, guys, is this a fair statement? The media in America is used almost exclusively in psyops against the American people. Is that an overstatement?
Absolutely.
Yes.
You don't have to say absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, people, okay, for the audience, if you do a little research, you have to look who's controlling the media. There are only six companies.
Yes.
Right?
That's right.
You have Warner Brothers, you have Disney, you have GE, and a couple other ones, right?
Yeah.
Now, Viacom.
Viacom. Yes. You have AOL. And then now, look at Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers, as far as the last time I looked, owns 80% of that.
Wow.
80%. Right? Wow. And then you take a look at some of the tech companies like Amazon, for example. Mm-hmm. They control at least 48% of the internet market share.
That's
Amazon's
huge.
Founder, yes, Amazon's founder is a liberal. And I think he purchased the Washington Times.
Yes.
Or the New York Times, one of them. Yeah,
it was Washington.
And so from there, they control the narrative. But here's another point. These same media companies, CNN and MSNBC and others, they get the same talking points.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They go in the morning, whenever they get it, they get the same talking points and they repeat the same talking points all day long.
So true.
And so if you go and look at, there's a couple of videos that you can find on YouTube of the talking points that they all, like when gas prices were going up.
Yep.
They all said the same thing, like at least 30 stations.
Yeah, word for word.
Word for word. Exactly, yes.
And so that tells you that there's some marching orders coming from a higher place.
Yes.
Go ahead, Roy.
You know, you're right, Chris, in what you're saying. And one of the things I've learned recently, I don't remember who said it, but the person said, guys, keep in mind that the people who are making your movies are the same people who are giving you the news. And, you know, there's some dangers in how things are being done today. I remember as a kid, my dad would get the newspaper on a daily basis and he would read the news. Today, no one reads the news. The stage is basically set. The lights come on and it's showtime.
Yes.
And they're taking in, you know, whatever is being put before them. And you talk to most people, they're just regurgitating the talking points from what they saw on the TV. But if you're looking for a deeper understanding of what's going on, you would have to find that information yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. And, you know, there's another thing to point out when it comes to the disinformation or what they would call the InfoWars, you know. If you question people that it doesn't matter if they're liberal or conservative. What matters is the information that they have in their head, because you can question a liberal about what does what does the Constitution mean? What's in the Constitution? How many stars are in the American flag? And a whole sorts of other issues. And most of them are not going to be able to answer that. It's the same thing on the conservative side, but a little bit less, because the lack of education,
yes,
biblically, historically, and so forth, is lacking because of our broken educational system. When I went to school, I'm originally from Jamaica, by the way, and Rory is too. We come out of a school system that is British founded. So at 2 years old, I knew how to tell my timetables. When I came up here at four, I already knew how to tell time, tell my timetable, write sentences. When I went into kindergarten, I was just learning that stuff over again. It was boring for me. Mm-hmm. So, I didn't necessarily get the good grades. So I wasn't challenged, in other words.
Yes.
But even within that, they still told us how to write checks. They told us about the Constitution and other aspects of American life.
Yeah.
What you're getting today is a very watered down version of that.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. So now people can't tell you what communism is. I talked to at least 3 to 4 female constituents on the phone when the elections were going on. And I had to explain to them what distribution of wealth was. They did not know.
No, redistribution of wealth.
Yes. Redistribution of wealth. I'm sorry. Redistribution of wealth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry, Chris.
It's just a point of, okay, if you don't know what socialism is or what communism is, how can you know what you're being fed?
Exactly.
You just can't. Right. It's like, to know the real thing, you have to basically study the counterfeit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So where's that balance?
Yeah.
In their thinking, there's no balance at all. Go ahead.
Right. Yes.
Well, what I would say is, as a teacher, both teaching in colleges and also in high school, you're right. And that's why I made the statement I made earlier. When you see what's coming in our future, you're going to be shocked.
Yeah.
We have no clue. The media has done some great damage to our country.
Yes.
That we have not seen the impact that it will have over time. I have seen students that will not stand for the Pledge of Allegiance because they're taking a knee, it's so bad. It is so bad. But I say to the same students, hey, if you go to North Korea where you have no chance and this guy is coming by and you don't stand, you're dead.
Yes, right.
You're dead. But at the same time, you don't agree with it, but you don't want to leave.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, guys, but you got me.
Yeah.
When you look at these NFL players and what they were doing in weeks gone by, they were saying, hey, we are protesting inequality, this, that, and the other. Where are those NFL players that are going back into the inner city and pumping $1 million or $2 million of the money that they make to have an impact immediately on the streets?
Mm-hmm.
Show me one.
Yeah.
Maybe there are a few, but there are hardly any. And this is what I'm saying. And you have kids, though. They have an impact that where the kids, I have literally seen kids take a knee when the Pledge of Allegiance is being read in the morning. So if you have that happening now in young age or in young kids, what's going to happen 20 years from now? What impact will this have on our society, on civilization,
yes,
20 years from now, our civilization? What's going to happen?
Yeah.
We have a task that we have to get the word out.
Yes.
But you know what, Rory, on that point that you just made, how did these kids even know about this? It's through the media.
The media
pumped it up.
Yeah.
And that's why we touch on entertainment so much, because entertainment is a brainwashing tool.
Mm-hmm.
It could be used for good or for evil, but there's a programming coming through. Now, these same people that kneel for the flag, they could kneel in front of Planned Parenthood, because they're going for social justice or whatever, right?
Yeah, great point.
The same Planned Parenthood is killing 266 babies per day. They're black. We're not even talking about the other races.
Right.
Just blacks.
Right.
That's a huge number. But, I mean, now I'm not trying to belittle anything that has happened between cops and the citizens. But if you really want to make a serious change, stop looking at the smaller picture and look at the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Black-on-black crime kills more black people than anything else. Bar none. It can't be contested. That's the fact.
Chris, wait a minute. Now you went there, so I have to go there. Where's everybody? Where is there anybody taking a knee in Chicago when 15 young black males die? Why don't they protest there?
Yeah.
Why is this not happening?
Right.
Because you see, it won't, they won't have the media out there with them, and they won't have they won't spread the filth that they're spreading today. You see, we are living in a world, and if we're not careful, we'll be swept away. The Bible says that we are to renew our minds with His Word. We are to renew our minds with the Word of God. That should be our anchor. That should be every day we should turn to that anchor, and that Word will renew ourselves, renewing our mind, renewing our spirit. Because we have a hope, and our hope is in Jesus Christ and Christ alone. I'm glad that we have a President Donald Trump. I really do, instead of the other person that was trying to get in there with all the lies and stuff. But if we don't turn our hearts to God, we can't be saved. I haven't seen it anywhere else in Scripture. Jesus supersedes everything to me.
Right.
Amen. Yes. Right. Yes. Amen.
Totally.
Well, and that's the reason why, isn't it, guys, that we do the things we do on Don't Let Them Burn on Soaring Eagle Radio. We are trying to educate and encourage believers. We're trying to present factual information to unbelievers that they might be able to connect the dots and come into a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the mission of our shows. But having said that, I understand that sometimes it's hard for people to accept the things that we understand and know to be true. When we're talking about media manipulation, it is as plain as the nose on our faces, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And let's throw an example out. I'm sorry, Chris, sorry to interrupt you, but let's throw an example out there, because I know you guys did a show recently that focused on the Las Vegas shooting. Now, this is a prime example of the media being in charge, because they've done everything they can to bury this story. They've worked hand in hand. They've worked hand in hand with our government, with our politicians, and might I even say that the law enforcement, at least at the national level, I can't speak to the local level there, but at least at the national level, they've pretty much just told people to shut up and move on, because there's nothing to see here. Or am I not understanding that right?
That's basically what it is. And then, you know, before I even go into that aspect right there, there's so much disinformation coming out on YouTube. Everyone is just, oh, it's a hoax. People didn't die. Listen, I live in Vegas. People died.
Yeah.
People connected to those people that died go to my church. So please, listeners, don't believe these videos that are coming out about hoax. Now, there's some inconsistency. Well, a lot of inconsistencies. Yes.
Yeah.
But people did die. Go ahead, Roy.
Yeah.
Well, yes. People did die, not doubting that fact. But here are some of the things that I am concerned about as an individual. And I, the key person that saw everything. He saw everything that transpired. At least he was there. One, he was able to leave the country. He went to Mexico. He drove after being shot by a high-powered rifle. He was able to drive some over 300 miles to go to Mexico. He came back in. I think Tucker Carlson did something on this. When he came back, he drove another 300 miles and he came back in the United States. He's, from what I have seen, he's not a registered security guard. So, I don't, there are just some inconsistencies. Then I thought some of the left-wing media or the media, so to speak, would actually be able to interview this young man. Mm-hmm. No one has been able to interview him. Only Ellen DeGeneres was able to interview him. And there were some nice, colorful or vague questions that were asked. But people were injured. People were hurt. Timelines have been changed 3 or 4 times so far. So that's one aspect of it. You know, I have so many other questions that I could ask. You know, there was a guy that was caught in Tennessee. He had 5,000 rounds of ammunition. He had the same type guns. His guns weren't, didn't have any serial numbers. He was caught, I think, 32 to 36 hours afterwards. Nobody says anything about that. If you check the timeline, he would be able to drive from hotel Mandalay all Bay. The way to where he got Mandalay Bay to where he got to. So now it's coming out also that at one point they said there was one shooter. Now they're saying there were multiple shooters. So there's a lot of inconsistencies there. And like you said, now all of a sudden the media has left it all alone.
Yes.
And now we have something new to focus on. That's powerful.
Yeah.
That's power.
Yeah.
If you're able to do that, that's extremely powerful. That, you know, yes, people were hurt, people died, all these other things. They've just moved us on. Come on, guys, let's go.
Yeah.
We, you know, you're dealing with this, you're dealing with that. And before you know it, it's buried. And when you look back, 6 months has passed by and nothing has happened.
Right. Yeah. And it doesn't appear that there's going to be any new revelations anytime soon, does it?
All right. You know, as far as I see, like the revelation that I do see coming out little by little are all coming out from the alternate media. The regular media is not saying anything. They're just, okay, let's move on. Let's move on. Yeah. Next story.
Exactly.
And this is something that it's the focus still needs to be on Vegas. Not totally, but there needs to be some focus there, because we have lawsuits coming out, you know, towards MGM Studios. Then we have where the FBI, they confiscated phones and erased the data. Why?
Yes.
Why erase the data?
Right.
That would be evidence to what happened.
That's right.
So it's so many fishy things going on to let you know that, listen, this is more than what you think it is. Mm-hmm. And for it to happen in a gun-carrying state, just like Texas, it really, something stinks. It really stinks.
That's right. Yeah, something's rotten in Denmark, I think, is the old proverb that people used to throw out there. It doesn't make sense. Unless you understand what the goal is behind those that are manipulating all this, then it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. For real.
You mentioned Texas. You mentioned Texas, Chris. Yeah. Let's touch on that just briefly. I was watching, I think it was a Crowder video. He had the guy on, was interviewing him. It was a video. The guy that actually shot the active shooter. And I forget, I forget what his name is now, but, and then he chased him down, in a vehicle and he was there when law enforcement arrived. His story was just a remarkable story. And the fact is that this guy is a trained, NRA, instructor. And had it not been for that fact, he probably wouldn't have been alive to tell the story, because the guy would have taken him out.
Yeah, and that's the thing that really stands out to me especially for all the people talking about we have a gun problem and we need gun control. I mean, look, we got a truck problem too with people running people over with trucks.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We have knife problem with people cutting up people with knives, but it's the heart. Now this guy who doesn't even want to be called a hero.
Right.
He's a citizen of the United States of America, and he took it upon himself to protect other citizens.
Yes.
And that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
I mean, he was afraid for other people to lose their lives. I heard him talk, and he said, the guy saw him, and he saw him, and it was like exchanging fire here.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God that he gave him, and he said this too in the interview, that God gave him the ability to actually be
that's
accurate. At the time. And that's another thing I want to point out is that the pastor of the church, I can't remember his name right now, and the guy that the hero, quote unquote, both gave God the glory.
Yes.
And in these days and times, you know that the national media doesn't want to hear anything about God, but they had to hear them out because these are the two guys that were center to the you know, the whole shooting and everything.
Yeah.
So I just thank God that his name was able to be declared.
Yes,
in these interviews.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Edward.
Yeah.
You know, I agree with what you said. This man came out of his house without his shoes. This man. He said he started loading up his magazine because he heard the shooting. He grabbed a handful of bullets.
Yeah.
You know, and I can't help to say, even the training that he did at that time, God had a plan and a purpose for his life.
Yes.
There was a plan that was put in place. How many years he's been shooting a gun and never shot anybody. That was orchestrated by God himself. That was a marksman that was there at that point in time. And the young man was driving by in his pickup truck. And you know what? I thank God for that. And he said every time he heard a shot, he knew the people in that church.
Mm.
He knew the people that went to that church.
Yeah.
And this man, like you said, Chris, gave honor and glory to God that he was able to stop. And you have a lot of people today that they sit in their chairs and they're saying, well, you know, hey, we need to control guns. Guns are not the problem. We are living in an evil, fallen world. If people forget, in Genesis, Cain did kill Abel, his brother, because he did not offer the right sacrifice. So this was the heart, an issue of the heart.
That's right.
The heart issue. And that is why this man, he was exposed to God. He was, because they said he went to church. But there were some underlying issues that went on. And we could talk about it and talk about it. But you know what? This guy got a gun, came to the church, shot the people. If the two gentlemen weren't outside, how many more would have died?
Right.
Thank God that they were there.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
And you know, touching on God's sovereignty, going from Vegas to New York to Texas, I just want people to understand that God is in control. He is on the throne. And, you know, we cannot understand it with our finite minds, but all of those things intertwine for good. Somehow, some way, someone is going to get saved through these incidents. Lives are going to be changed, and for good, not just for bad.
Yes.
And that's the power of God working in these last days. Because can I illustrate something really quick?
Absolutely.
And I don't know where you stand on the rapture. I'm a preacher, but
yep, me too.
And after the rapture, there are people out there that call themselves truthers, and I would be called a truther too, but I'm a Christian first. But they're truthers that are not saved. These are the same people
that's
that are going to be going through the great tribulation and getting saved if they're still alive, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And also, everyone else witnesses these things that they cannot understand, but lo and behold, in this time of the great tribulation, it's like, now I get it. The angel is preaching the gospel and whoever else. And it's just like, boom, it's like a revelation and millions get saved. All of these things right here are working up to that because these are the birth pangs.
Yeah.
All the tsunamis and the earthquakes and the shootings. You see, the devil has a plan to deceive everyone. He doesn't want any of you to go to heaven. That's any right. of you.
Yeah.
Jesus said he was a murderer from the beginning.
Yes.
Once iniquity was found in him. So, you see, he has a plan to destroy your souls through shootings, through drugs, through the media, every single device that he has. The prince and the power of the air. Okay, so even the music, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. God supersedes all those plans and works in between. You yes. think that Satan, when he went to go take the property and the family from Job, he had to go. He didn't have to go seek permission? Bible said he had to go seek permission. Mm-hmm. So the devil doesn't supersede God, in other words.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Guys, may I read a passage of Scripture?
Yes, please.
Real quick.
Please go ahead, Roy.
2 Timothy 3, verse 1 to about 4. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. And we are seeing this in our nation today. They're unholy. They don't like those that are doing good. People sitting in church, worshiping.
Yes.
They're going before their God and worshiping.
Yes.
This is what the Bible says would happen, and we're seeing it today.
Yes. Amen.
But you know what, Rory? On that point right there, too, I have to say this. Those same traits are found in our churches today. And the church is turning against each other on simple subject matters, things that we don't need to be arguing over. Or they're just gossiping and just tearing each other apart when we're supposed to be a united front.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think that there's going to become a time. You know, I'm not a prophet or anything, but I'm just looking at what's going on. It's going to become a time when the church is really going to, there's going to be a real big divide.
Yeah.
Because when you start bringing up issues that you know are true, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Oh, that's not true.
Yeah.
Oh, where'd you find that out from? Yeah. You know? And it's like, no, we keep bumping heads because of the lack of information or the lack of walking with God thoroughly. So many people backslidden like I was a fornicator while being a Christian like I was. I was a bad witness, okay? So I know what it's like.
And then
to reject knowledge, too.
Yes. Well, and I think, Chris and Roy, one of the major reasons to just pick up on your point, Chris, about brothers and sisters turning on one another, the reason, there are many, but let me see if I can zero in on that. I think the reason that we're seeing that increasing today is because people are not pursuing holiness and righteousness. They're not trying to apprehend the mind
Amen.
Of Christ. They're not trying to strive to be all that Jesus says we can be in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
They're
Amen.
Sort of going through the motions. They're allowing the cares of this world to kind of get them off the track. One of the things
Amen.
that I like about what you guys do on your show is that you do movie reviews, and so you're trying to get in front of believers information about what it is that they're watching, whether they understand it clearly or if it's being implanted subconsciously. Much of what comes out of Hollywood today is embedded with occultic symbology, Satanism.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very clear to me, a man who has the Holy Spirit of God living in me. Why isn't it clear to other believers, though? Have you got any thoughts around that?
Yes. You want to take it, Roy, before I go?
Yes. You know, here's why. The devil comes like an angel of light. That's short.
Yeah.
the devil comes like an angel of light, and he comes to deceive, you know. Yes. And there's a passage of scriptures that the Lord says, if it were possible, I think, Chris, if the days weren't shortened, even the very elect would be deceived. Yes. Or could be, yeah, deceived.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Possible, yeah. But mm-hmm. Right, if it were possible. But here's the thing that I'm going to do it two more sentences. I'm done. Hollywood, like you said, Hollywood is actually a tree. That's the holly tree. The holly tree. This guy who made a movie. What's his name again, Chris? The wizard, the boy wizard. He uses his wand is made out of the Harry Potter is made out of the holly stick, and the holly stick is a beautiful tree, but the fruit on that tree is poisonous. That is what Hollywood is doing to us. And Hollywood, as we know it, is in the city of lost angels, or you could say fallen angels. That's why we are getting garbage, and we are putting garbage in front of our kids. And this is what this is what the enemy is doing. He's deceiving people.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and many people think that Hollywood was just this innocent thing thought up by whatever genius, but it's been corrupt from the beginning with spiritism and all sorts of other junk. But we've our generations have grown up in a culture that's been entertained from birth.
That's true.
Entertained from birth. I remember when the Amityville Horror came out, my mom would have me watch that as many times as she watched it. And it terrified me for years, not months, years.
Yeah.
But she never knew. And other movies too. So we've been entertained for so long. I've watched probably thousands of movies, honestly, you know? And it wasn't until I started researching the occult that I found out a lot of this stuff was occultic, yes. You know?
Yeah.
And that's the thing, that many people just look at a lot of entertainment as just entertainment. And again, I state this all the time, I'm not trying to tell you what to watch, what to read, what to listen to. But a lot of our entertainment comes from the dark side.
Yes.
You know, there used to be a term, it's the devil's music.
Yeah.
Guess what? A lot of people have found out it is the devil's music,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Going into comic books and it's all over the place, really. So that's why I say you got to do a little research for yourself. You don't have to go into all the darkness and the filth, but you do a little cursory research and you'll find out the symbolism is everywhere. The teachings come from some very dark places. Mm-hmm. In fact, not just in entertainment. I've researched some scientific stuff, economic stuff, even some math subjects from some people that pioneered math. And lo and behold, even NASA, I keep running into the same thing. Hmm. Most of these people are contacting spirits. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
It never fails.
Yeah.
So this thing is bigger than we all think, even myself. And I don't claim to know everything. My daughter thinks I know everything, but I don't claim it, you know.
Nor do I.
It's just that I've just looked into enough, but I still have a lot more to listen to. It's just like how the Bible, God laughs at the person and their knowledge, their
yes.
so-called knowledge. He laughs at them because there's so much, and only he knows everything. But there's still yes. a place where you come to say, okay, I need to draw the line. Do I continue watching zombie movies because all it does is glorify death?
Yeah.
You know, and God says, those that hate me love death. Wait a minute. That's a contrast.
Yes, sure is.
That's a contrast.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to, you know, lead to our convictions that the Lord has given us. And without, you know, being legalistic and saying, oh, you can't watch anything, you know. But you have to know what's evil. And violence, we are inundated with violence.
Yes.
So much that I think if you were to add up all the wars in the Bible, we've watched more violence. Okay? That's how much. I mean, it's the video games.
Yeah.
The violent music. When I used to listen to a lot of the music, the hip-hop, I was, you know, I was around 15, 16. I listened to it back then, but then around that time is when all the gangster music started coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And the words that they would say would break something in my mind. It would feel like, you know, the first time you did this or that, you feel a certain way. Like, yeah. The first time you heard a curse word, you feel a certain way.
Yeah.
That's what it was, listening to that type of music. But I didn't care at the time. I just kept listening. Then I got desensitized to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay? And after you get desensitized to something, you really don't care that much anymore. Until you get a wake-up call from the Lord, like I did back in the late 90s about the music I was listening to. I was getting demon-oppressed in my bedroom, and I prayed to the Lord, what is happening to me? And, you know, I know some people don't believe you can have dreams from the Lord or whatever, but I'm going to tell you anyway. He answered me in the dream. A record started playing. It was one of the records that I was listening to. Mm-hmm. And the voice said, it's the music that you're listening to, why these things are happening. That was it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. It was like four spirits just holding me down at night, every other night. It got so oppressive, I would come home and not want to stay home. Mm. So this is the spiritual realm is real, everybody. Yes, and just, amen. You know, you believe in a God, you have to believe in a devil. If you believe in God, you have to believe there's a spiritual realm.
Yes.
And so let's bring it all home back to the Bible, and we have to live holy and serve God.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Roy, any comments on that?
I would say the same thing. I think that a lot of these in our shows that we have done research where you hear some of the artists and they themselves come out and tell you who their source is,
yes,
who they listen to. Yep. So, you know, in the Bible, it says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Once the heart becomes full, the mouth utters what's in the heart.
Yes.
And these are what these guys are saying. These are what these there's one guy who did the comics, Chris. He came out and he says, listen, he went to the someplace, another country. I can't remember the country, but here's what he said. He said, man, I went there and I was doing all the different types of drugs because I wanted to have one of these eye-opening experiences. Mm-hmm. You see, one of the things that in the occult world they tell you to do and in the New Age movement is to open the third eye, open the adrenal gland.
Yes.
And this is what he did. And he says, man, I had an experience. And this happened and this happened and this happened. And they told me, sit down and write these things. And he wrote them. And this is where the movies come from. So now when you go and you sit down and you watch a movie or you buy the book or you buy a comic and you sit down, what do you think you're taking in?
That's right.
You're taking in the same spirits.
Yes.
The doctrines of devils.
Amen. Amen. That's right, guys.
Yeah.
You're spot on. Yeah. And I got to tell you something. I really have enjoyed listening to you two and interacting with you. And I think that we've just scratched the surface here. So, how about if we circle back and have you back on the show and we'll continue this conversation? Would that be okay with you guys?
Oh, sure thing. I'll be honest.
Absolutely.
Yeah, great. Well, guys, I really appreciate your insights. And again, there's much more that we need to talk about. Folks, this is Chris and Rory from Don't Let Them Burn. And I believe the website is don'tletthemburn.com. Don'tletthemburn.com.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And YouTube channel, same name, Don't Let Them Burn. You can search and subscribe to that there. Any place else that folks can find you guys?
You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook. There's another site called vid.me. And there's a whole other sorts of places, but those are the main places right there. You can send us email through our website, ask questions, tell us if the Lord has impacted you anyway.
Yes.
Through our message.
Yes.
And just get in touch.
Yes. Well, and your love for the Lord and your passion to see people come to saving faith in Jesus Christ is very evident. And I appreciate
Amen.
That, brothers. God bless you. Thanks for
Amen.
Joining me.
Thank you very much.
Have a great evening.
Soaring Eagle Radio is a production of Transforming Word Ministries and is released under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. You may subscribe to the show on iTunes, follow us on Facebook where you can discuss this episode, and follow Soaring Eagle Radio on Twitter at Soaring Eagle Rad, and listen to every episode from our website, www.soaringeagleradio.com. The opening audio montage collection was created by Micah 68 Productions. Visit them on the internet at www.mika68.com for more information. Friends, remember the Apostle Paul's admonition to the believers meeting in Rome. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. I'm your host, Mike Spaulding. Thank you for joining us today for this edition of Soaring Eagle Radio.
Thanks for tuning in today to the Soaring Eagle Radio program. For more information about the show, write us at Soaring Eagle Radio, 682 West Grand Avenue, Lima, Ohio, 45801. You may also contact Mike directly by email at the following address, pastormike@woh.rr.com. God bless you today as you seek him.